5. We're kicking off hour number 2 of the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
1-800-259-9231. I don't even know if you'd be able to get through. Phones are blowing up. We're going to get to all of your calls. Be patient. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff on the website. It's all free, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com and you can plot yourself. You can find out who else in your area is listening to Free Talk Live. You can add your entry, including your name, your photo, if you'd like. You can even add a little phrase to go along with yourself. And it's a worldwide map. You can see hundreds of our listeners that have taken the time to visit map.freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 888-532-4604. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Last hour, we had Doug call in towards the end of the hour, Manwich, and he lost it when I accused him of being a big government conservative, supporting big government. He said, well, every president since the very beginning has violated the Constitution, as though that makes it okay to violate the Constitution. Hello? They swear an oath to the Constitution when they take office. Apparently, oaths and the whole Constitution thing doesn't mean much to you, huh, Doug? That whole Constitution, might as well just throw it out the window, right? Because everybody violates it. Makes it okay in his mind.
Well, we've been in direct violation of that thing a long time.
Plus, you made the point that George Bush has been a bigger government person than Bill Clinton ever was. And that's not just a good point, but it's actually backed by statistics. According to Harry Brown, harrybrown.org, when George Bush ran for president in 2000 and again in 2004, he tried to make us believe that in each case his Democratic opponent was a big spending liberal and that he, George Bush, was a proponent of small, limited government. I remember the campaign signs from 2000 said smaller government on him. He just submitted his fifth budget to Congress. This was written earlier this year, by the way. Those five budgets have increased the size of the federal government by 38%. 38%. Over five budgets.
Crazy.
After 8 years of presidency, Bill Clinton only increased the size of government by 32%. So George Bush, small government George Bush, in 5 years has outdone good old Slick Willie there.
Yeah.
Bigger government. Is this really what you want? Let's go to the phones. Ladies come first. Sissy in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Sissy. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to tell you, I just saw something crazy. I guess Xbox is coming out with Round 2, and people are camped out at Best Buy now, and it's 1 degrees outside.
Oh, my God. How much are they selling these things at? How much are they selling those things for?
I have no clue because I'm not interested, and I think it's crazy. Big government should do something about that. They're sitting outside now. It's 1 degree, and they'll be there until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, the government will take care of picking up their cold, stiff bodies if any of them die in the middle of the night waiting to get Xbox 360.
I'm sure they will, but not for the point for which I called for.
Yes.
Glad you introduced me in the way that you did, because the first thing that I want to say to intro what I'm about to say is that the politicians, the Supreme Court, none of them, nobody in big government, I believe now, are voting for the people. They have their own personal interests in mind, and
course.
That's how they are reacting.
That's what politics is all about. It's about scratching your friends' backs and punishing your enemies once you're in power. That's all it is.
Yeah, absolutely. You justified it by saying once you're in power, which takes me to the point of eminent domain, which just burns my gourd. Where
me
is
too.
Big government there? And I am so glad that David Souter was affected by it. What I would like to see happen right now, as far as your show is concerned, is let's have someone call who's actually in favor of the new eminent domain laws. And let's see what they have to say about taking away from people who actually do invest in America.
You know, I have to agree with you entirely. Now, there are no new eminent domain laws. It's sort of rulings, as it were.
Rulings, absolutely. And private to private, what they're allowing people to do is take your private residence for a private business to come in.
You know, Sissy, I don't even think the government should. I don't even think the government should be taking anybody's private property for any reason whatsoever. I don't think it's. I don't care if you want to put a freeway through. It's my property.
No. Well, actually, I don't either. I've never believed in eminent domain once I learned actually what it was. But now they've actually gone too far. The town in Florida where they take 6,000 homes to build the yacht club. The town in
taking away the homes from poor, ethnic people so that you can give it to the rich white people with boats.
And whose definition of blight are they utilizing? Or what about the one town, and I can't remember the name of it, where the gentleman owned a tire store? The tire store had been in the family for 52 years, and they took his property to put in, or promote, a Sears tire store.
It's disgusting. That is so disgusting. You know, I got to agree, Sissy. If anybody is out there for eminent domain, we'd love to hear from them. The day that the Supreme Court came down with that decision, we asked for people to call in who supported eminent domain. The phones were dead. I mean, everybody who called in was against eminent domain, and we're with you, Sissy. And, hey, do you have Internet access?
Yes, I do.
We want you to visit freetalklive.com when you get a chance and check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. We would love to have you be part of the Shrine of Female Listeners, Sissy.
The tire store is in Oakland.
No problem.
Thank you for the call. Call us again sometime, Sissy. We got a scram. 800-259-9231 to Jim in Indianapolis on WXNT.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I had a question. How many military bases do we have around the world?
About 700, I think.
Couldn't we close like 690 of them?
Yeah, I think we should close 700 or something of them.
Well, I think we should stay in Iraq until we finish that.
What does that mean, finish it? What's that mean?
Well, at least they're pretty much almost up and going now.
Well, let me talk to you about this one real quick. It's Jim, right?
Yeah.
Jim, here's what I think as far as Iraq goes. War is a legal definition. You can use it. It means more than that, but it's also a legal definition of a conflict between two nations, right?
Right.
Sure.
We won. Let's go.
Right, but we pulled out too soon in Vietnam and a whole bunch of people got killed.
Well, we lost Vietnam. I mean,
right,
that was a war between two nations and we lost.
Well, we should have won.
We should have.
We should have never gone.
Politicians are fighting.
Wouldn't you agree that we should have? Wouldn't you agree, Jim, that we should have never gone in the first place?
Well, I agree with that.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, when do you think we're going to be done?
I think Iraq was a good idea.
When do you think we're going to be done in Japan? Because we fought that war about 65 years ago.
Well, we're done with Japan. We ended that one pretty nicely, I thought.
Well, we did. I feel like it, but we still have bases in Japan.
Yeah.
So what it shows to me is that the government has no intention of pulling out of Iraq. None.
Once the government starts something, they never finish it. It keeps going and going and going. It's like an Energizer bunny. And the reason why is because they can just keep stealing your money from you. I don't want to support any of this warmongering, but they keep stealing my money.
Well, the military bases might have been a good idea 40 years ago, but now with the way transportation is, we can reach anywhere in the world in 24 hours with 200,000 men or whatever.
Sure, providing we needed to,
right, but the bases were set up in a time where that wasn't possible.
Jim, thank you.
I agree completely with pulling out the bases.
All right, Jim, well, we're with you there. Thanks for the call, man. We got to go. 800-259-9231. We got to go to Rick in Indianapolis. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of callers from Indianapolis, don't we?
Yes, we do.
You boys in Indy are busy talking tonight.
We love WXNT. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, it's too bad that Doug's one of those Kool-Aid drinkers because the thing that's going on with President Bush authorizing all the investigations, those are on American citizens. Those are on people who organize war protests. Those are on people who organize anything that the government dislikes. And Bush has authorized our military to go in and investigate people who are doing nothing but peaceful rallying in that.
It happened here in Florida, right around Orlando.
What's Doug going to say when they start rounding them up and putting them into concentration camps?
I have no idea because it's just appalling that we give up civil liberties every day in the name of safety. And what people don't realize is that every time you give up one of your liberties as a citizen of the United States, we will not get those back.
That's right. Look, I mean, just look at the past 100 years. Look at the income tax. Look at all Social Security. Look at all these freedoms that we've given up to the government. And they've just kind of glommed onto it, and they never go away. They get bigger and bigger and bigger, and all these conservatives say they're for smaller government, but yet they support George Bush. It's amazing.
That's right. And people really need to go to one of the websites that have the...
You got 10 seconds.
They have the context of the Patriot Act and really need to read that Patriot Act and see what they're giving up with renewing this thing. Because
it's frightening. It really is. Rick, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Your call's next, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live, so take control of the airwaves.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste.
Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist's office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. You can take control of the phones. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff online for you, and it's all free. If you appreciate the fact that we give you our bulletin board system, our archives, months of them, live streaming and all that on the house, we'd like your vote. All you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. It'll take you less than a minute, and it helps keep us on the top 10 podcasts in the world, because we're a radio show first and foremost, but then we put the show online and we podcast it, and currently we're ranked at number 5. We started the month at number 1, so we still need your votes. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. Vote.freetalklive.com. Plus, When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you'll get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today, get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. To the phones, to the fun, the show about your calls. Let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, John.
How are you doing?
Good, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I was listening to you and when Doug was on the line, and you guys didn't come off real good.
Okay.
You didn't let him. I don't think you let him give his opinion fairly and listen to him. You overrode him and...
Well, he did.
You know better than a lot of stations.
He did curse on the air, and that kind of gives him a demerit right there. But nonetheless, we were also short on time. But now you've got plenty of time. You're at the start of a segment. So why don't you take the ball for him, John? What's on your mind?
No, I'm just talking about the way you treated him.
So that's all you wanted to say? Did you have anything you wanted to talk
whether
about?
Whether I agreed with him or not, you wouldn't hear the man out.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call. 800-259-9231. It's towards the end of the hour. What are you going to do? You know?
And sometimes people make these long will make several statements inside of long sentences. They get up there, they give a seminar, and I've got things to say to individual parts of the statement.
You have to interrupt. I mean, if you're going to go and make statement after statement after statement, we've got to question you. We've got to ask you questions. Otherwise, it's just, like you said, a seminar or an essay, not a talk show. Let's go to... It's not like we screen your calls out or anything.
He can call in next week, too.
You know, we're always very courteous with people, except when you start saying BS on the air, then we have to be real careful, okay? Let's go to Dave in Indianapolis. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Merry Christmas, guys. What's going on?
Well, ho-ho-ho, Dave. What's on your mind?
I don't think you should be freaking out. I don't think it's time to freak out about W just yet.
What do you mean?
NSA thing. Well, have you ever been under FBI surveillance?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you don't know, but you're still here, and your show is still on the air.
Yes, we are.
Cindy Sheehan didn't get anybody to show up at her protest. So, Debbie...
Which protest are you talking about?
The one where she was sitting there by herself.
I don't have any idea about that one.
Well, I mean, I've seen pictures. It happened, trust me.
Okay.
But the point of it is, Debbie is not a threat to free speech. The people that they were eavesdropping on were probably the people that they should have been eavesdropping on. And you're presuming that they were just people that just...
Oh, no, I don't have to presume. See, here, I don't have to presume, Dave. No. Every time you look at a government program, there are mistakes made. People get hurt by the government.
This is a battlefield strategy. This is not a government program.
I'm not a military person.
I'm not either, but I'm telling you, you either trust the president or you don't.
I don't.
And I do. Well,
I don't trust any of them. I don't trust anybody in Washington, D.C.
I do trust the president.
Do you see how you gave away my freedom, though? As though it was yours. You took my freedom and gave it away.
Are you talking to Al-Qaeda?
Am I talking
to
Al-Qaeda?
That would make you an accomplice to a crime.
Not unless you
are an accomplice to a crime, yes, then you'd be in some trouble. But this is more of a battlefield strategy than it is, you know, W just being Big Brother. He is not Big Brother. By any stretch of the imagination.
How many innocent people do you want to see, interred in a gulag in a Guantanamo in order to protect your country?
More than likely, I'll say they're all guilty instead of you saying that they're all innocent.
Wait a minute. Jose Padilla hasn't even had a trial yet.
If Jose Padilla or any other operative or battlefield foot soldier worked with Al-Qaeda, that's somebody that we need to look after.
But we don't know. He didn't get a trial. Hold on, man. Let me ask you a question,
Dave. Hey, Dave,
are you okay? Wait. Hold on. Are you okay with taking somebody into custody and locking them in a military brig? You're okay when the government does that? As long as the government says he's a bad guy, it's okay in your mind?
Let me answer your question.
You didn't even listen to the question.
I did, and I'm going to answer it if you give me a shot.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. If you're in a state of war, as we are, and that
no, we're not. No,
shows,
war was never declared.
Are you going to interrupt me or are you going to let me answer?
Well, you just made an incorrect statement.
You're wrong. There is no war.
You're going to let me answer or you're going to jump over?
You're claiming we're in a war, but we're not. Go ahead.
Are you going to let me answer?
I said go ahead.
But you can tell my answer as soon as I get that.
Give the answer.
Okay. In a state of war, which we are in, if the personnel on the field have reason to believe that said individual shows some or has actually committed acts, is the enemy, then they can haul him in, yes, because he is not... No, war combatants do not have the rights that defendants have in a normal time of peace.
How about
citizens? They're a citizen. They're on the battlefield, and they're shooting at GIs. They are enemy combatants.
Jose Padilla never shot at anybody.
They picked him up at O'Hare Airport.
Hey, and this is part of being proactive. And if they have a reason to hold him...
You are such... What if they put us all in...
If they have reason to hold him, then they should hold him as an enemy combatant.
Forever, right? Forever.
Rick, okay, now, are we up against the conventional army, or are we up against a bunch
Whoa,
of individuals?
Hold on a second. Wait, you must have forgotten about the Constitution that guarantees you a right to a speedy trial, habeas corpus, and all these other things.
If you are a citizen of the United States...
Jose Padilla is a citizen.
Yeah,
does Jose Padilla sound like an Arabic name to you?
Calm down, guys. He might have also been an enemy combatant. Okay?
So whatever it is that the administration says, you go with, right? That's what you do.
I am not totally in favor of everything Doug has done.
Okay,
but
stop for one moment. Let me give you a little history lesson here. Jose Padilla was arrested. He is a citizen. He was arrested at an airport in this country. And then he was locked in a military brig and not allowed to even see a lawyer. It's going on over 3 years now that he's not been to trial at all. How is it that you can make excuses for this?
And
he's un-American.
He's the only one we know about because that was one of the first ones they caught. Then they realized, people care about the Constitution.
Everybody that they throw in these prisons is that Jose Padilla?
Who knows how many people they've picked up and just whisked away?
Okay, we're going to get it. Yeah, how many have they picked up and put in prison because they have shot at a GI or they have contributed funds?
That's not what we're talking about right now, Dave.
Exactly.
We're talking about Jose Padilla, an American citizen.
When he gave his State of the Union address and he said this is a war like we have never fought.
Dave, it's not a war.
A police action.
Hello, Dave.
Dave, it's not a war. It's a police action across the world.
How about two attacks on the World Trade Center? We're not at war?
No, Dave. No, that's just a criminal act.
Well, if you want to bury your head in the sand until they drop a plane on your butt, you
Dave,
go right ahead.
Okay, I know you don't care about the Constitution, but there is something...
Whatever.
Wait, do you care about the Constitution?
Yeah, I got a copy of it at home.
Oh, well, maybe you should review it, because you're supposed to declare war, Dave. There's supposed to be an actual declaration where Congress says,
okay
we're going to go to war, and then the president signs that, and that's a declaration of war. We never did that, Dave.
So I guess that we're going to take back what Clinton did. We're going to take back Vietnam.
I don't care about Clinton. Clinton's a big government Democrat. I don't care about
him. I'm telling you, we are at war. Okay.
Just repeat the same mantra over and over again, Dave. Pass again some other time. 800-259-9231. Look, you're not at war just because George Bush says we're at war, or Bill Clinton says we're at war, or Ronald Reagan says it, or whoever the hell says it. I don't care who it is. There's something called the Constitution. Why is it the Constitution doesn't matter to conservatives when their guys are in office? You guys are just unprincipled. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Saturday night edition of the show. It is your show. You don't have to talk about this big government NSA thing and government out of control issue. You can talk about cheeseburgers if you want to. I mean, we don't care. It is Free Talk Live, and you can literally take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 71,000 posts. Well over 1,000 people interacting there, and all kinds of different conversations. Everything from the lightweight, fun kind of conversations to really downright serious issues. Mm-hmm. And it's all free at freetalklive.com, so get interactive. We just had a gentleman on who said, get your head out of the sand. This is war time. It's a war. And even though we pointed out that the Constitution makes it clear that you have to declare war to actually have a war, and he said he had a copy of the Constitution. Well, he still went on to say this is a war, and
I don't
anything
think
goes.
I don't
wartime.
Think that's the strongest point because, I mean, you can have sort of a war, what is effectively a war, without calling it a war, which is a legal term.
That's what they do. But I understand what
now,
you're
saying.
Now,
the War Powers Resolution of 1973 said that a president can't just go and make war on someone without permission from Congress.
Right.
He got it in this particular instance. I'm not saying that
he did not get a declaration of war.
He did not get
a
declaration of war. But he got permission to move.
They just said you can move things around and do. It's just again. It's another. It's like the other guy said earlier this hour. Said, well, plenty of presidents have violated the Constitution. Every single president's violated the Constitution. Isn't it amazing what we've been hearing from people that call themselves conservatives tonight, Manwich?
Yep.
All we've been hearing is excuses for big government, excuses for the police state. You know, if the last guy mentioned Bill Clinton. If Bill Clinton or John Kerry was in office and doing the same things that George W. Bush was,
these same people would be howling.
Yeah.
Howling about the crap that's going on.
You know, they say whatever it takes. We've got to lock them up. We've got to lock them in a brig. And no trials for these guys. They're enemy combatants. You don't even. He didn't even know who Jose Padilla was. Okay?
And well, you can't expect everybody to know every name.
Well, of course. But it just points out that he just takes their word for it. Whatever the government says, as long as it's your people in charge, must be true, right?
Sounds good. Those are the good guys. So they must be doing the right thing.
Let's go to Brandon in Philadelphia. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time caller and listener.
Thanks, Brandon. What's on your mind?
And I just wanted to call in. I just can't believe how many people are just totally support this Patriot Act and surrendering all their freedom. I mean...
And your freedom, too, Brandon.
And everybody's freedom.
Yeah.
They're not surrendering
their own. They're not checking into a monastery someplace with, chain link and barbed wire and, automatic tracking machine guns. They're surrendering your freedom.
And then they just listen into this mindless government propaganda about terrorism and all that. Oh, and then they say, oh, yeah, it's okay for them to listen in as long as you're not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Until the terrorism scare goes down, and it's a new thing that, okay, now we're monitoring drug deals and pickpockets.
Well, the terrorism scare is never going to go away. Look at the war on drugs, the so-called war on drugs. It just keeps going and going. It doesn't matter to them that they're failing, that more people are using drugs than ever, that the drugs are harder than they've ever been. And it's the same thing's going to happen with terrorism. Whenever the government fights a war on something, it just gets worse, and they know it.
And here's another point, is everything we do now for the war on terror, we're going to keep
for the rest, for the end of time. There are taxes that you currently have on your phone and on your cell phone. Communications taxes that were instituted to finance us for the Spanish-American, the Spanish-American War.
Right. Still
I mean,
there.
100 and something
yeah.
years ago.
And then they, and I know, and they go to, the government goes to war with everything. And they, and like most people don't even realize that the government, the America was founded, all our major leaders were part of the opium trade with China and all that. And no one really acknowledges that.
Well, we know, wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that was growing marijuana or something?
Oh,
that
was
yeah, on his farm and all that. And like hemp is completely illegal and it has no, like without the THC factor, it's completely harmless. And it's also a very good product, and we would be a lot better if we had like hemp clothes and medicines that come from hemp.
Hemp would be great if we legalized hemp, and even better if we legalized marijuana.
Hey,
and
even
all
better.
The other drugs.
Yeah, decriminalize every single drug out there, including prescription medications. How do you feel about that?
Because that's how you end the war. Just all right, if it's legal, then you don't have to worry about drug dealers and people getting killed.
Exactly, Brandon. Great call, man. Call us again sometime.
All
thanks
right,
for the call, man.
Bye.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to James in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you sound like you know quite a bit. Where do you get your news from, your information?
News and information?
Internet?
Yeah, internet sources.
Well, see, I believe to know the truth, you have to hear the truth.
Okay, what's the
and,
truth?
And I believe the person that's most honest speaking and to anybody out there is Rush Limbaugh.
Are you serious?
I believe that man's got more brains in his pinky finger than you've got in your head, dude.
Are you, you're being serious?
I swear to it. I listen to everybody, man, everybody. And that dude knows more about what's going on and been doing this since you was probably, you know, still wearing diapers, man.
Okay, so
he's
because he's been doing it a long
reason,
time, our opinion doesn't count?
He's number one for a reason, dude. And that reason
because
is
he's been around a long time.
He knows what he's talking about, and he's telling the truth, man.
He does. He has a great staff that researches stuff. He certainly does. But at the same time, he kisses the Republicans' butt all day long. He would agree with George Bush if George Bush said that
that's
he wanted to come
true.
Down
that's
there and shoot everybody
lie,
in Kentucky.
Man. That's a bold-faced lie, man. He don't agree with Bush on everything. He don't agree with Bush on a lot of the spending, the immigration policies. He don't agree with Bush.
Every conservative talk show host disagrees with Bush on conservative.
You on the radio saying things that everybody listening to Rush knows ain't true.
What are you talking about?
Truth,
give us one example. Give us one example instead of these glittering generalities.
I'm telling you examples, man.
Give me one real example.
Against the spending, Bush has been spending too much. He's not too much into the... He don't agree with all the spending Bush has been spending. He don't agree with a lot of the stuff about the immigration reform that Bush is pushing for. But pretty much everything else, man, he agrees with Bush. And I
doesn't Rush consider himself a small government conservative?
The answer is yes.
He considers him a talk show host, dude.
Oh, so he doesn't have any position on the size of government? Rush doesn't? I mean, you
listen. He has his own position.
I'm just wondering what it is. I don't listen to the show. I mean, does he want less government or more?
You might learn something.
Oh, I got better things to do.
I listen every day.
Look.
Listen to him every day.
I do.
You listen to him when you don't. What's up, dude?
What's that?
Do you listen to him or not?
I do. Well, there's two people here. One listens every day, the other one doesn't.
You told me. Okay, so one of you does and one of you don't.
That's right.
That's correct.
Wow, man. I didn't know I was talking to two people.
Whoa, dude. It's awesome. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Curtis in Indiana. Curtis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Curtis. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm just calling in, and you know what? I got nothing to prove with this call.
Okay.
Okay, and, you know, you can cut me off. You can stop
well, we don't
me.
Cut people off.
I was just
what's
in the middle
of
a thought. Well, what's on my mind is I was in the middle of a thought. You just stomped on me. Okay. You're doing that to everybody.
Is this what we're going to get is a bunch of people calling in and complaining? Curtis, this is
an
on-screen show.
I am not complaining.
You're getting on the show to talk about what you want. Now, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I'm not seeing much difference between you, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, or Al Franken.
Well, they are talk shows.
Correct.
There you
and
go.
And you all use the same tactics.
Well, what would you suggest we do instead? Allow callers to get on and talk until the break?
No. not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting you allow them to actually voice a full thought.
And you did mention some shows that have been very successful, except for Al Franken, that have been very successful, and we would like to be as successful as Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh. And we think that we're introducing ideas that the country's ready for.
And there is a big difference between us and them. We're for pro-freedom, we're pro-liberty, and they're pro-big government. And hang on, we'll let you express some thoughts.
Okay.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplements for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free. You can take control of the show, bring up anything, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of free stuff there for you. All of it is free, including the bulletin board system, the archives, the streaming, and more. Plus, if you want to advertise with us, we're auctioning off our banner on our website. Second banner from the top. You can get it for an entire month. I think the bid's currently in the $50 range. That's cheap. For international advertising, basically. Go to auction.freetalklive.com, get all the details, and place your bid. Auction.freetalklive.com. Now, Curtis in Indiana, you're back on the line with Ian and Manwich. And that's unusual, Curtis. I want to point this out, Manwich. We're going to point out a few differences, some key differences between Free Talk Live and Rush and Al Franken and all the rest of them. First off, you never would have made it through the break. You never would have been held through a break on anybody else's talk show. And to be fair, it's rare that we do it on this show, too, because usually we have a bunch of calls, and we do right now. But I wanted to point that out, that we can do it on this show, and we will do it. They say that's bad talk radio in the business. Also, Manwich, you had a couple of good key differences between us and the rest of the shows.
Well, most shows will take your statement. You know, you make your statement, and then... That's it.
That's right. You get cut off.
Then I begin my exposition on why it is you're right, for agreeing with me or wrong for disagreeing with
and
me.
And a lot of shows don't even bother to take dissenting calls. If somebody, if any of those other shows, if you'd called in and you told the phone screener that you wanted to complain because there was too much crosstalk going on, you'd have been, they said, no, don't want to take your call. Or they would have put you on hold and never taken it.
That's usually what they do. Yeah. They don't actually tell you no. They just say, hold.
Yep. How do you feel about that, Curtis?
I got to disagree.
Okay.
I've listened to an awful lot of talk radio.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity,
mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh. I even listened to Al Franken for 3 hours on a drive home from Columbus one time. That was awful.
Okay.
So, well, I think it's interesting to hear the other side's opinion, but, you know, he's just kissing the butts of his side. So.
Yeah, correct. I've heard, you can disagree with me. You can tell me that I'm entirely wrong. It's your show. But I've heard Rush have spinning opinions often. It actually makes for good radio.
I've never heard Rush take a call the last several times I've listened to his show.
Usually Fridays.
You know what? I have not listened to his show, I got to be honest, for about a year and a half.
Yeah, he takes them on Fridays. That's his open line day.
Yeah, correct.
But
yeah.
Most of the time it's just monologue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
So we like having dialogue with people. We like talking to people. And you know what? It's tough when you've got dissenting opinions on the air. Things get heated. And when somebody makes a claim like we're in a war and then they go on to make five more claims, we have to stop them to contradict that first claim.
And another thing is Rush sort of takes, even on Open Line Fridays, Rush takes his own sweet time to do his show. And that's how it is. That's how it's delivered. And it sounds great. Rush does a fabulous show. And we don't have the resources or the time.
Okay.
I like to listen to it. I think he does a good show.
Curtis,
but at the same time
we're running out.
Yeah, we have to get through callers. Bam, 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 bam. Because we have to talk to a bunch of different people. So we have a tendency.
So with that, Curtis, your final thoughts.
My final thoughts are, you know, I'm a small government conservative. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I think you guys, we need more guys like you out there actually talking. I'm not a big fan of the Patriot Act. Okay.
Good.
I'm not a big fan of taxes the way they are. I'm not a big fan of big welfare.
You're the first conservative who's called in tonight that actually wasn't a big fan of everything it is that they're doing in Washington, D.C.
My goal is to draw the ship of state
farther,
closer to liberty, whether we, have a small effect or a large effect. Okay. That's all that matters.
And my point is that I'm sick to death of the Hannity and Combs where, you get, what's that one dumb...
I don't know. They're all
Patrick,
dumb, but...
Patrick something, but they don't ever let... They spend so much time speaking upon one another.
Well, on shows like that, it's the false choice. You're given the false choice of Sean Hannity, which is bigger conservative government, or Alan Combs, which is bigger liberal government, and nobody's there talking about less government. Thanks for the call, Curtis. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Scott in Virginia. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, please be gentle with some of these callers. Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
I don't have that kind of power, but okay.
To be perfectly honest, I woke up about 3 years ago.
You've been awake for 3 years?
But no, he's talking about to liberty.
Basically, I was in Texas for like a month on an assignment, and I started listening to Alex Jones. And so it's like the next spring, there was something called the Bilderberg Group. And,
oh, boy.
And it's like they were having a meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, which is very close to me.
Yeah.
And so it's like I actually went down there, and I saw that it was real. And I did checking, and it's like there was a complete news blackout. So it's like,
what were they talking about? What was the point of the meeting?
Well, actually, no one officially knows, mainly because they are all sworn to secrecy, although according to some of the reports, that reporters have been able to gather. They were talking about like war in the Middle East.
Mm.
This was before
Spooky.
Iran.
You know, yeah. I gotta say, you mentioned another talk show host, and he's kind of one of those conspiracy guys. I gotta say that you're really wasting your time with this kind of stuff, in my opinion. I think that the best thing that you can do if you think government's too big and too out of control is join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, and actually work for liberty instead of researching the Bilderbergers.
I love Bilderbergers.
And the Illuminati and all these other groups. You're just wasting your time with that stuff because they're gonna do what they're gonna do, and we're gonna do what we're gonna do, man, which, and that is spread the word of liberty and get people on our side. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the phones. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. If you make the call now, we might be able to sneak you in. It's Ian here with you. And man, would you join us online? Lots of free stuff there. All of the site is free, as a matter of fact. Bulletin board system, Shrine, archives, live streaming. You get it all free, and we ask you for nothing in return. Well, unless you voluntarily want to support us. We have the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. If you want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, if you want to help us spread the message of freedom and liberty, we're the only show. We're the only show that I know of consistently, six nights a week, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world. And if you want it to be spread farther and wider, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. If you got $3 a month, we'll turn it into more affiliates. We'll turn it into more internet listeners and more liberty, hopefully.
It's like our little club. We give perks and bonuses to our amplifiers.
Right. So you can get all the details online, amp.freetalklive.com. We need to go to the phones, though, man, which let's talk to Pete in New Hampshire, listening on WNTK. Hello, Pete. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, man. What's up?
I wanted to find out what you thought about the Governor's Council, their little committee there that was voted against homosexuality and or marriage and civil unions in New Hampshire.
Well, I got to say that in regards to just that issue in general, I think government needs to get out of marriage, period. I don't think government needs to be approving anybody's marriage. In fact, I think it's an insult that people are told by the government that you must come to us and pay $100 so you can have a marriage license so we'll grant you permission to love somebody. I think it's a slap in the face to marriage that government is involved in it at all, whether it be heterosexual, homosexual, or a man and his dog.
You know, well, I don't think a dog can actually marry somebody, and it has to be consenting, so
whatever.
A dog can't consent. Anyway, you know, the government license for marriage came about at the end of the Civil War so black people couldn't marry white people.
Yep.
And, you know, why they should be involved in marriage at all, originally it was just an issue of the church. It was between man, his church, and God.
That's the way it should be. Just be between two individuals and whoever else they decide to involve. Pete, we wish we had more time. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. We go to John in Indy. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, for starters, man, that you guys are a lot different than all these other programs. I like your style a lot because this is like a debate. People get to share ideas and share what's going on in their head instead of just, like you said, a great big dialogue after somebody gets done making a statement.
Thank you, John. And we pride ourselves in having that sort of an open atmosphere. I kind of consider Free Talk Live an arena of ideas. It doesn't matter to me what your ideas are. We want you to share them with us. So what's on your mind?
I think that Hannity throws out, you know, the intellectually honest comments quite often. But I don't think that conservatives are being intellectually honest when they look at their president right now.
Nope.
I mean, I live in Indiana, so I can afford to vote Libertarian. If I, you know, if I lived in Arizona, I probably, you know, I would have voted for Bush because he was better than Kerry. But I think Bush is the straw that broke the camel's back with me was when Bush like quadrupled the endowment to the arts. That was the final straw for me. That's when I said I just can't put up with this anymore.
Well, how about the fact that he's never once used veto? Never.
Never.
Every other president, even Bill Clinton vetoed some bills. Bush doesn't even seem to understand that he can.
I was so excited because I grew up a Republican, you know, be proud, be Republican. And I was so excited because we had the House, we had the Senate, and we had the President. We had it locked, yep. Man. We were going to do stuff. We were going to bring down the government and change
right.
The tax code and whatnot.
We haven't done squat.
We haven't done nothing, man.
That's what happened to me,
yep.
Too.
Joke's on you, John. Hey, call us again sometime. We're on every Saturday night there in India. We appreciate your call, man.
Later.
And we're done for tonight. We'll be back Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, online, freetalklive.com. And for those of you that are lucky enough to hear us on our weekday show, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Be online, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.